You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 467, covering week 22, May 25th to 31st, 2026. MX Linux 25.2, created through collaboration between the AntiX and Mepis communities, has been released. The release is based on Debian with improvements from the AntiX project and packages from its own repository. The distribution offers a choice of sysv init and systemd init systems. Custom tools for the system configuration and deployment are included. Available for download are 64-bit builds, x86-64 with the XFCE desktop, the Plasma desktop, and the Fluxbox window manager. At the Linux App Summit conference, Sebastian Wick and Adrian Vovk presented a talk about the future of the Flatpak self-hosted package system. The talk mentioned the intention to create a new process, systemd appd for Flatpak, that will provide information about running application instances. This change would make systemd a required dependency for Flatpak. Systemd appd will implement functionality for assigning application identifiers and storing permissions associated with these identifiers. Using systemd appd will solve issues with secure authentication of running Flatpak applications and identifying which application is attempting to access system resources. Thanks to systemd-appd, it will be possible to use nested sandbox environments, implement support for the Pipewire multimedia server, and eliminate the dbus proxy used to filter access to system services. The LabWC 0.20 project has been released, which develops a compositing server for Wayland with capabilities reminiscent of the OpenBox window manager. Project's code is written in C and is distributed under the GPLv2 license. The major increase in version numbering from 0.9 to 0.20 is due to synchronization with the WLroots library version numbering. LabWC is used in the graphical environment of the Raspberry Pi OS distribution and is optionally supported in the XFCE and AlexQT desktop environments. The goals of the LabWC project include minimalism, a compact implementation, extensive customization, and high performance. Animated effects, gradients, and icons are not supported at all, with the exception of window buttons. It is based on the WLroots library developed by the Sway User Environments developers and providing basic functionality for a Wayland-based compositing manager. The Alma Linux 10.2 distribution has been released, along with an update to the previous branch, Alma Linux 9.8. These releases are synchronized with Red Hat Enterprise Linux 10.2 and 9.8, respectively, and contain all the changes proposed in those releases. Installation images have been prepared for the x86-64 v3, x86-64 v2, ARM64, PPC64LE, and S390X architectures in the form of bootable, minimal, and full images. Live builds with GNOME, KDE, Mate, and XFCE will be made available later, as well as images for Raspberry Pi boards, containers, WSL, and cloud platforms. The distribution is binary compatible with Red Hat Enterprise Linux where possible and can be used as a replacement for RHEL 10.2 and CentOS 10 Stream. NVIDIA has published the release of the proprietary NVIDIA drivers 6.10.43.02, the first stable release of the new 6.10 branch. The driver is available for Linux, ARM64, x86-64, FreeBSD, x86-64, and Solaris, x86-64. NVIDIA 595.x became the 13th stable branch after NVIDIA open sourced its kernel-level components. The source code for the kernel modules NVIDIA.ko, NVIDIA-DRM.ko, NVIDIA-ModeSet.ko, and NVIDIA-UVM.ko for the new NVIDIA branch, as well as the common operating system independent components they use, are hosted on GitHub. Firmware and user space libraries such as the CUDA, OpenGL, and Vulkan stacks remain proprietary. The Global Platform Consortium announced the Pavona project, an open-source hardware component distribution that can be used to build production-ready, secure chips based on RISC-V microarchitecture cores. The distribution provides a modular library of IP blocks and reference chip implementations that are ready for certification and tape-out proven. By combining elements from this library, users can build custom chips for a variety of applications, from data centers, AI accelerators, and specialized controllers to resource-constrained embedded systems and Internet of Things devices. The project's code is licensed under the Apache 2.0 license. The project's founders include Qualcomm Technologies, Meta, Analog Devices, BioChip, Simple Crypto Association, TensTorrent, Winbond, and Zero Risk. The project is being developed on a neutral platform independent of individual manufacturers and is managed by members of the community that is formed around it. The first release of Blockstore, an open-source distributed block storage management system for Kubernetes that provides data replication over DRBD, is now available. Blockstore is REST API compatible with LinStore and can work seamlessly with the existing client ecosystem, including the LinStore command line utility, CSI driver, Piraeus operator, Ha controller, and the Go LinStore library. The project is a cleanroom implementation in Go, not using the original source code. The code is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license and is developed within the Cozy Stack platform, CNCF Sandbox project. Unlike LinStore, Blockstore's architecture is entirely based on the Kubernetes controller runtime approach. The system's configuration and current state are represented as Kubernetes CRD objects, and the system itself is not designed to operate outside of a Kubernetes cluster. Cozy Stack 1.4, an open-source PaaS platform built on Kubernetes, is now available. The project aims to provide a ready-to-use platform for hosting providers and a framework for building private and public clouds. The platform installs directly on servers and covers all aspects of infrastructure preparation for developing managed services. Cozy Stack allows you to launch and provision Kubernetes clusters, databases, and virtual machines. The platform code is available on GitHub and is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. The platform includes an open-source network infrastructure based on Kubi OVN and uses Cilium for service mesh organization and MetalLB for service advertising. Storage is implemented on LinStore, which offers ZFS as the underlying storage layer and DRBD for replication. A pre-configured monitoring stack based on Victoria Metrics and Grafana is included. KubiVirt technology is used to launch virtual machines, enabling the launch of classic virtual machines directly in Kubernetes containers, and already includes all the necessary integrations with the cluster API for launching managed Kubernetes clusters within a bare metal Kubernetes cluster. Within the platform, Kafka, FerretDB, PostgreSQL, Cilium, Grafana, Victoria Metrics, and other services can be deployed with a single click. Rocky Linux 9.8, a free distribution aimed at creating a free RHEL build capable of replacing the classic CentOS, has been released. The distribution is a binary-compatible Red Hat Enterprise Linux and can be used as a replacement for RHEL 9.8 and CentOS 9 Stream. Rocky Linux 9 will be supported until May 31st, 2032. Rocky Linux installation ISO images are available for the x86-64, ARCH64, PPC64LE, and S390X architectures. Live builds of GNOME, KDE, Cinnamon and XFCE desktops are also available, published for the x86-64 architecture. Rocky Linux-specific features include a separate plus repository containing OpenLDAP 2.6.8, 7-Zip 25.0, Lifttop 1.0, and NMON 16Q packages. The NFV repository also includes packages for virtualizing network components developed by the NFV SIG. Rocky Linux also supports the CRB, RT, High Availability, Resilient Storage, SAP, and Safana packages and repositories. A separate experimental Linux kernel package, kernel-uki, provides a unified kernel image certified with a separate key for secure boot. A new version of the Installer-SH software distribution format has been released. It was created to address the issue of software distribution in Linux and FreeBSD distributions. Installer-SH was initially developed for internal use with the Chimbalex distribution, but as it evolved into a universal installation package for Linux. It later added support for the FreeBSD platform and the ability to deliver builds for different processor architectures in a single package. Compared to using standard archive or the app image format, Installer-SH features optimized compression algorithms, reducing network transfer traffic, and reducing the space taken up on local drives. By default, the package runs in the home directory and does not require root privileges for installation and removal. However, the user can select the For All Users installation mode, which uses system directories and requires root privileges. By default, Installer-SH stores configuration files and cache in a separate directory next to the program to avoid configuration file conflicts when installing different versions of the same program. The user can revert to the traditional installation mode, which uses the main home directory to store the configuration, cache, and other files. The first multi-platform installation package with the game 2048 in the Installer-SH 2.8 format supports the x86, x86-64, AMD64 architectures, and the Linux and FreeBSD platforms. This package has been successfully tested on the following distributions: Debian 7, Fedora 20, Gentoo, Manjaro 20, OpenSUSE 13.1, Slackware 15, FreeBSD 12.1, and Nomad BSD. The first release of QSticky Notes, a note-taking program similar in functionality to Indicator-Sticky Notes, has been released. The project is written in C++ and licensed under the GPL v3 license. MariaDB 12.3.2 has been released, marking it as the first stable release of the 12.3 branch. MariaDB 12.3 is designated as a long-term support release and will be supported until June 2029. The MariaDB project develops a fork of MySQL that maintains backward compatibility and features the integration of additional storage engines and advanced features. MariaDB's development is overseen by the independent MariaDB Foundation. MariaDB is shipped as a replacement for MySQL in many Linux distributions and is used in major projects such as Wikipedia, Google Cloud SQL, and Nimbuzz. The React OS project has developed a unified boot CD, replacing the previously separate installation media and live CD images. The new image combines the traditional text-based installer and live CD mode on a single media. Within the unified boot CD, the updated live CD mode now includes the option to launch a fully graphical system installer. The graphical interface is intended to make installation more accessible to new users compared to the long-standing text-based setup process, especially when using USB drives. Additionally, a new ATA storage driver, which has been in development since early 2024, has been added to the React OS codebase. The storage stack supports plug-and-play technology and works with SATA, PATA, ATAPI, AHCI, and even SCSI devices, potentially expanding the range of hardware on which React OS can successfully boot. React OS also adds experimental support for the ARM64 architecture. The project, which has focused on the i586 and AMD64 architectures for decades, can now boot on 64-bit ARM systems, such as the Raspberry Pi 5 or QEMU with an Apple ARM64 processor. The NixOS developers presented the release of NixOS 26.05 Yarara, another stable version of the distribution built around the declarative configuration of the system and the Nix package manager. The release will receive bug fixes and security updates until December 31, 2026, and the previous NixOS 25.11 branch is outdated and will reach the end of support on June 30, 2026. The production of the release was attended by 2,842 developers, who made 59,703 changes since the previous release. Nix packages added 2,442 new packages, updated 20,641 packages, removed 17,532 outdated packages. In NixOS itself, 85 new modules and 1,547 new configuration parameters have appeared. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll be back next week.